Today's learning Shvanis for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding Siman, continuing with Siman Resh Ayin Aleph. We are in middle of Sif Yud Aleph. For those looking inside, we are about four lines down. We're continuing this topic from yesterday. So yesterday we said that a guy comes into Shabbos and he only has one cup of wine. And it basically has a revius and a maloy lugmov. Then he had this eitzah of how you're able to make kiddush by night and kiddush by day by pouring off and then adding on. So we had one more Mishnah Berurah that we didn't finish. He said that on the next day you're mekadesh. Mechaber says mekadesh b'masha nisha. You make kiddush with what was left over from the night before. So tzivka nun beis in the Mishnah Berurah. Miloshen Zeh, from the expression, the language of the Mechaber, it seems, mashma, the Mekadesh Bezeh HaKadosh Gufa, that you actually use the cup from the night before. So basically, I had a full cup the night before. That cup had a revius and a Maloy Lugmav. I poured off the Maloy Lugmav. I drank the Maloy Lugmav, and now I have a revius left. So I go ahead and I make Kiddush on this cup. Now, Va'af Dela'el B'Sif Yud Kasav Tzarech Liyos HaKadosh Maloy. In Sif Yud, we said the cup has to be full. I poured off the Maloy Lugmav. The cup is obviously not full anymore. Zihu rak l'mitzvah. That's my Ikra Din, as we learned. Ve'ema akev emein loy. And if you don't have a way of filling up the cup, you can still make Kiddush as long as you have a revius. Upasha, it says the Mishnah Berurah, dem yesh le'kaysach ha'katam izeh. So we're talking about this case. I had enough to make two Kiddushim out of it. So if I have a smaller cup, then when it comes to the day, I should take, so I have two cups. One holds a revius and a maloy lugmav. That's the cup I use Friday night. And then Shabbos morning, where I only have a revius left, I should be preferably pouring it over into a smaller cup. So at least I have a full cup, both for my night and for my day. But again, if you don't have that smaller cup, as we've learned previously, it is not ma'akiv. So now let's go back to the Mechaber. We're about four lines down from the, three lines down from the top. Okay, so as we just discussed previously, we're talking about a case that I have enough that I'm able to squeeze two kedeshim out of it. However, says the Mechaber, what happens if to start I only have a revius of wine? So now he gives you an alternative solution, as we've said previously, that you are allowed to add water to the wine. There's certain ratios we've discussed this previously. The Rav has given shiurim on this. I'm not going to get into right now what the ratio is, but there's certain ratios, and then the wines were certainly much stronger. So even if the morning you're left with less than revius, you can go ahead and add the water. So before we go to the next thing, let's just see the Mishnah Berurah on this. Revius b'tzimtzum, you only have revius. Says the Mishnah Berurah, lav dafki, remember, in order to get two kedeshim out of it, I need a revius and a maloy lugmav. So if I have a revius and anything more but less than a maloy lugmav, it doesn't work. So it's not a revius but tzimtzum that doesn't work. It's even if it's a revius and a half a maloy lugmav, it doesn't work. Elohu adin, and mafili yesh lo yosim izeh, even if he has a more than a exact revius. Elo da achat to imas maloy lugmav, but after he's going to drink this maloy lugmav, lo yishar lo kashir revius, he won't have a revius left over. So why did the mechaber tell us an exact revius? Elo the nakat, he's coming to tell us another fact. Even if you have an exact revius, if I drink a maloy lugmav out of a revius, I'm able to add a maloy lugmav of water. Umayri. So says the Mishnah Berurah, chazak, that the wine has to be strong. We're going to get more into this, how much you can add to the wine in order that it should be okay. Okay, now let's go back to the Mechaber. Okay, all this that we were talking till now, the different scenarios is what I should do if I have a limited amount of wine. This is all assuming that's not really that I started Shabbos with a cup of wine, a revius, and a maloy lugmav, or just a revius. That is besides another cup of wine that I have for Avdala. In other words, I had a cup of wine for Avdala. Now I have another cup. How should I work on it? She'im loy came, but if I don't have anything for Avdala, Mutav she ani cheni lavdala she yev sheva pas. Remember, kiddush I can make on my bread, on my challah. Havdalah I cannot make on the pas. Okay, so it's if I have a choice of havdalah with wine or kiddush with wine, then certainly the havdalah comes first. Mishi yekadosh havdalah. Don't use that wine for kiddush, then rather use it save it for havdalah. Ve'im yesh lo shnei kaisis mitzumtzum. What happens if he has exactly two kaisas after the ready you watered it down? So the max you can squeeze out of it is two uses. So then use one for by night and one for Havdalah. And then by day, you'll make your Kiddush on your Challah because the night Kiddush is more important than the day Kiddush. So basically, just to sum up what we just said in the Mechaber, if I have one cup, Havdalah, so one cup max, meaning all I can squeeze out of it is one use, Havdalah. Two uses, it's Havdalah Friday night. Three uses, obviously, Havdalah Friday night and Shabbos day. But the number one thing is Havdalah, number two is Friday night, and then if you have enough, using one of the eitzes that we've learned here, then you would make for Shabbos day as well. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this. V'heinu dafka, this that we said that you should use these eitzes to make Kiddush. This is going back on all the way to the beginning of the sif. Where he said that if you only have one cup, you use it by night. Not the beginning, the second part of the sif. It's coming to tell me this that I use the one cup by night is after I already had put away one cup for Havdalah. Mutav, it's better to leave it for Havdalah. We're talking about that for Havdalah, I put away a cup. That's exactly Revius, and already Mazag already watered down as much as possible. In other words, if I have a full cup for Avdala, that's strong wine, and I can water it down, then technically using the first aid, so we can squeeze two cups out of it. So it's talking about that if I only have after the stretching as much as I can out of my wine, I only have one, then it goes for Avdala. She uses it for Avdala. Yes, Shimon. The Kiddush HaLaila, of those who disagree and say Friday night Kiddush is more important than Avdala. Now, Vafilu Ladas HaShulchan Aruch, Im Yesh Lo Shei, even according to the Shulchan Aruch, who says that Avdala trumps Friday night Kiddush, Im Yesh Lo Sheichel Avdala, Mutav LeKadosh LaYayin. If you have beer, okay, beer is considered chamar medina. We didn't yet. We're still way off from the halachas of Havdalah. But for Havdalah, you're allowed to use beer. So this, that I only have one cup, I should leave it at Havdalah. That's assuming I have no beer. But if I have beer, then I can use beer for Havdalah and use that cup of wine for Friday night Kiddush. Lekulei alma mavdila nashikra. Everybody ashikra. Everyone agrees you can make Havdalah on beer. K'mashi kasav assuming reish tzadik vav tziv beis, as we're going to see later on. The Kiddush HaShikra have a Paiskan Oyster. Many hold that making Kiddush on beer is not allowed. The Gamal HaPas Machmer Rabbeinu Tam, even if your alternative is to make it on bread, these the Rabbeinu Tam holds that really that's that you should not be making Kiddush on bread. So if I have a cup of beer for Avdalah, everyone agrees that I'm Yotze my Avdalah. So and on when so what so again, so let's break it down. I had a cup of beer and I have a cup of wine. Or two cups of wine. So I have a choice. I can leave one of the cups for Havdalah, or I can use the beer for Havdalah and use the two cups of wine for Kiddush Friday night, Shabbos day. If I would use the leave the wine for Havdalah, what would I make Kiddush on Shabbos day on my challah? So although when we have no choice, we're samech on that, but there are shittas that hold that's not that you're not supposed that you can't make Kiddush on the bread. So therefore, but everyone agrees you can make Havdalah on beer. So if I have two cups of wine and a beer, I should leave the beer for Avdalah and make Kiddush Friday night and Shabbos day. Miu mashin. Now, that is with regards to your Kiddush and your Avdalah at home. Miu mashin. We learned this previously, that because of an old minig, because there used to be guests eating in the Beis HaKnesses, they would make Kiddush in the Beis HaKnesses. Today, nobody's eating in the Beis HaKnesses. So those places that make the Kiddush is only because that was the minig back then. Okay? So, and they also make Havdalah in the shul, okay? B'zeh v'adei Havdalah shul ha'yitzi rabim yidei chavasim odif mikiddush ein elaminik. Many people even today are yitzah from that Havdalah in shul. So when you, so there, what here we're giving the shiloh of where I should use the beer, where I should use the wine, where I, right? But that's at home. However, in the shul, you have one cup of wine, certainly leave it for Avdallah because the Kiddush Friday night is just a minig. Nobody's being yotze with that Kiddush. So there's really no, of course, clearly Havdalah jumps trumps that. Okay, then we said the Kiddush HaLaila Adif. We said that, let me just see again. Okay, then we have a choice. We have two cups. It's Havdalah and Kiddush over the Kiddush by day. Okay, Ugut El Besimin Zeh, Sif Gimel, as we learned in Sif Gimel and this Simin. V'ayin Shem Mishabur Sif Kat and Ches, HaMagan Avram, Hevi, B'Shem Shiara Knes HaGdoilu, Now, there's an interesting Magen Avraham, sort of unrelated to what we learned till now, but he says as follows. He says, you should use a large cup to make Kiddush on Friday night. So you take a very, very large cup and you go ahead and you drink a Maloy Lugma from it Friday night. Then you use that wine again for Shabbos day. Then you use that wine again for Avdalah. Each time you pour in a little wine so it doesn't become pogam. The concept is that you want it once. There's a concept we have, kiven da'avad mitzvah, you do a mitzvah acheres. Once I did a mitzvah with it once, I want to do another mitzvah in it, right? We said there's a concept. People put away the lulav from Sukkot to burn the chametz on Erev Pesach. Why? Once I did a mitzvah in it once, let me do another mitzvah with it. So he brings down this concept that I should make Kiddush Friday night in a cup that leaves me over a lot of wine. I then add wine or add whatever I drank back into it so it's not pogum. And this way I can use the same wine for Kiddush by day. And then after I use it for Kiddush by day, once again I refill it and I use it for Havdalah. This way I'm using the same wine for many, many mitzvahs. Okay, so that's a concept he brings down for the Shiori Knesset Gdolah. Now, obviously, Friday night I used a very large cup. I drank a Maloy Lugmav. I added a little wine. It shouldn't be pogum. And then I pour it over into a medium-sized cup, so the cup should be full. When it comes to Avdol, I once again pour it over into even a smaller cup. So each time I have a full cup. Right? However, Elia Rabba is not so happy with this. The Maimimotcha does not like it. The cost of the Toiv, again, we do like our meeting that we never had such a meeting. Now, why? Why does it's a very nice idea, right? Once you did a mitzvah with this once, let me go ahead and do multiple mitzvahs, right? We use the esrog on Tu B'Shvat, we use the lulav to burn chametz, right? This whole concept is not a new concept, right? We use this many times. Lamaisa, what the Maimimotcha writes is that there are those who hold that this concept of that you can take, if I have a kois pogam, I can't make kiddush on it, I can't do birch samozin. There's a concept that if you add wine, it becomes not pogam. Not, there are some, even though we're knowing that way, there are some shitas that hold that that doesn't work. So although we are samech that it does work, and whenever we have a situation that we do it, we samech on it, but what would be the benefit? Why would I put myself into position that I have a pogam wine that I have to take the pegima away when there are some shittas that hold it doesn't work? Therefore, the Maimimotcha holds not to. Again, each person should follow whatever their minig is. Obviously, in either scenario, they have a yeshal mi lismach as to what is appropriate. Okay, we'll stop over here. And Mitzvah Hashem, we'll start with the next simon tomorrow.